This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In a new report on the war in Gaza, the U.S. State Department raising the prospect that Israel may have violated humanitarian law protecting civilians, but that same report not drawing any major conclusions. Critics calling the report self-contradictory. Josh Paul, former director in the State Department's Bureau of Political Military Affairs.
There's no indication that the U.S. government tried to interview people in Egypt or elsewhere in the regions, refugees from Gaza. So there was a lot more fact-finding that probably could have taken place here.
Fighting around Ukraine's second largest city is intensifying after a major Russian offensive. The death toll rising to at least 126 after heavy rains in the southern part of Brazil. Police overnight breaking up a demonstration outside of the president's residence at the University of Pennsylvania, and a shelter in place at Portland State University came to an end. All of this after pro-Palestinian encampments were cleared from at least three college campuses on Friday. This is ABC News. An Illinois man is in jail, charged with trying to kill his neighbor because he hated that she had a black partner and black children. John Shadbar, 70 years old, charged with eight felony counts, including attempted murder and a hate crime. That neighbor, 45-year-old Melissa Robertson, remaining in the hospital in critical condition, wounds to her chest and hand. ABC's Rob Elgis.
The Will County Sheriff's Office saying they responded to a total of three calls to the victim's home this year related to Shadbar. Two of them were in March. The first for Shadbar allegedly yelling at Robertson and her children, and the second for fireworks and possibly a gun being shot over the victim's fence. Neither call led to an arrest. The third time they responded, Melissa Robertson had been shot. Now John Shadbar being held without bond, facing eight felonies and a growing investigation.
Target announcing it'll scale back its Pride Month merchandise after boycotts and backlash last year. The chain said it'll sell its LGBTQ plus theme merchandise online and only in select stores. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Lots of sunshine for your Saturday. A bit breezy today. We'll top off near 70. Tonight, clear and calm, a low in the mid-40s. Sunday, Mother's Day, partly sunny, breezy, very warm. Isolated showers and thunderstorms by the afternoon, continuing into the evening, but a high of 82. We cool down Monday, mostly cloudy, a few showers and storms in the afternoon, a high of 69. Tuesday, mostly sunny and nice, and we'll top off at 70 degrees. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. And though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. Except a scene or two, erased by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time.
You know, I've been to a lot of places throughout the United States in my life, and of course out west in the mountains, and I'm a desert guy, but man, there's just something about Louisiana. Baton Rouge, New Orleans, all the food. Woohoo! 705, 50 degrees. It is your weekend wake up. As we move to 720, we'll have a look at this week in entertainment history. Right now it's King George and Adelaida.
Bid farewell to Wazika Steuben High School. Remember that your potential is limitless. Dream big, work hard, and never stop pursuing your passions. Wishing you all the luck from Town & Country TV and Appliance, Southwest Technical College, Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Fuller's Milker Center, and Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations.
Meyer Oil and LP, your hometown heroes delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
Reuben James, in my song you'll live again. And the phrases that I rhyme are just the footsteps out of time. From the time when I knew you, Reuben James. Reuben James. All the folks around Madison County cussed your name. Just a no-count sharecropping colored man who would steal anything he can. And everybody laid the blame on Reuben James. Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. Faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. Flora Gray, the gossip of Madison County, died with child. And although your skin was black, you were the one that didn't turn your back on the hungry white child with no name, Reuben James. Reuben James, with your mind on my soul and a Bible in your right hand, you said turn the other cheek, there's a better world awaiting for the meek. In my mind these words remain from a Reuben James.
Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed field of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James.
Reuben James, one dark cloudy day they brought you from the field, and to your lonely pine box came just a picture of me in the rain, just to sing one last refrain for Reuben James.
Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. Reuben James.
You know, it didn't matter what that man touched, whether it be rock music or folk music or country music, he succeeded. That's Kenny Rogers and his group First Edition singing about Reuben James on Country and Community. 720 brings a look at this week in entertainment history. Birthdays and anniversaries at 730. Joanne Krulots has your news at 745. It's 712. We're up to 51 sunshiny degrees for your weekend wake up. We're going to learn a little bit about Mrs. Stephen Rudy.
I get up on Sunday, about 8:50, just to get the paper that I never read. 'Cause I know she'll be there, barely in a row, sitting on her front porch, painting on her toes. Her husband's always on the road. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. And Mrs. Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you. Hey! Sometimes Mrs. Rudy calls crying late at night, 'cause her and Mr. Ugly have had another fight. We talk a while, I hear her smile when she says thank you. I tell her that she's welcome like any friend would do. I only wish she knew. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you. Imagination, infatuation, I'm what she deserves. I wonder if she thinks about me the way I think about her. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you. Hey! Oh, Mrs.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Tennessee. Garcia.
Wiscode is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscode mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscode is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscode cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
The Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival wouldn't be possible without all the great support from local and surrounds area business and individuals. Honkers and Sportsman's Lounge, Cardinal Glass Industries, Delta 3 Engineering, Electric Design, Meister Cheese and Muscadet Protein, Muscadet Chamber of Commerce, Muscadet Mini Mart, Meyer Construction, and Walsh's Ace Hardware.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Make mom smile with a special Mother's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. From colorful hanging baskets and patio plants to unique yard art, beautiful fresh floral arrangements, and so much more, you're sure to find something she'll love. Can't decide? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
This Week in Entertainment History on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com is brought to you by May is Mental Health Month. And now, today's history lesson.
Say hello to my little friend!
I think we better split up.
Good idea.
Yeah, we can do more damage that way.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Now, why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
100.9. Loss of sleep. Feeling tired for no reason. Feeling low or anxious. Hearing voices. If you are experiencing these symptoms, they shouldn't be ignored or brushed aside in hopes they will go away. Like other diseases, we need to address mental health concerns early, identify the underlying illness, and plan an appropriate course of action on a path towards overall health. Take a mental health screening and find out more at mentalhealthamerica.net. May is National Mental Health Month. This message has been brought to you as a public service from WRC. It was on this date back in 1998, the final episode of the TV series Seinfeld aired after 9 years on NBC television. In 1897, The Stars and Stripes Forever by John Philip Sousa was performed for the very first time. In 1927, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences was founded. On this date in 1942, Lincoln Portrait by Aaron Copland was performed for the first time by the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. In 1964, the Smothers Brothers, Dick and Tom, gave their very first concert in Carnegie Hall, located in New York City. Some celebrity birthdays today include from the Golden Girls, Beatrice Arthur, born in 1926. Bruce Boxleitner was born on this date in 1950, known for his role on Scarecrow and Mrs. King. It was on this date in 1999 that Jess Marlowe received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 2005, the art exhibit Gumby and Friends, The First 50 Years, opened at the Lynn House Gallery. In 2015, it was announced that Verizon would be acquiring AOL. Other celebrity birthdays include, born in 1961, Ving Rhames. Vanessa Williams was born in 1963. Melanie Chisholm, known as Sporty Spice, was born on this date in 1976. Robert Patterson, 1986. And the twins from Everybody Loves Raymond, the late Sawyer Sweeten and Sullivan Sweeten, were both born on this date in 1995. And that's a look at This Week in Entertainment History from WRCO-FM Country and Community. And now, today's Rabbit Ears Memory on WRCO-FM.
This is ABC.
This is CBS.
This is CBS.
Come home to the best, only on NBC.
Today's Rabbit Ears Memory takes us back to the 1990s and the ABC Television Network. It's an American sitcom television series starring Tim Allen that aired on ABC from 1991 through 1999. It's Home Improvement.
Loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
The Mother's Day sale is on now at All American Do It Center. Save $10 on a Scotts handheld broadcast spreader, perfect for grass seed or fertilizer, now $19.99. Save $4 on a handheld gallon tank sprayer, now $14.99. Best rewards members save up to $6 instantly on select Scotts, Miracle-Gro, and Roundup products. See store for details. The Mother's Day sale now through the 19th at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
So, are you celebrating a birthday today? Well, stay tuned. You may be on our big list of people celebrating. This look at birthdays and anniversaries sponsored each and every day by those wonderful folks down in Black Earth, the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox in Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Today is Saturday, May 11th, 2024. Time to see who is celebrating, including Jacob Hansen today from Brooke, along with Marv, Harlan, Orson, and Ledger. Happy birthday wishes to Caitlin Meese, number 15, to a very special young lady and granddaughter, Caitlin, with lots of love from Grandpa and Grandma Meese. Mary Hahn is celebrating that from the Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Near Mount Hope today, Mrs. Lily Durst is celebrating a birthday from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy birthday wishes to Lily Durst from Lori and the Guys. Here is a birthday wish for Lori Pizer from the Willow Valley United Methodist Church and our sister-in-law Lily Durst. Happy birthday wishes from Dave and Anita. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, a couple of anniversaries to tell you about. It is an anniversary for Ken and Jennifer Sager today. Lance and Deb Hackle celebrating as well. Birthdays for Paul Hendricks, Julie Keller, Petra Vina McIntosh, Caitlin Jo Meese, Nick Newman, Melanie Geisbeeler, and Josh Prohaska, along with Blake Robb and Jacelyn Wilkinson. That's actually Jacqueline Wilkinson. We'll get that right for you and wish you a very happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club crew down in Grant County area. From the Richland Center Lions Club, Brooke Milsna, Judy Leffler, Lily Parker, Laurel Clark, Darren Walsh, and Connie Jones all celebrating. And a couple of anniversaries, Jason and April Shilgen and Merrill and Diane Brunson celebrating today. And of course, if you are celebrating in the area, we'd like to wish you the best as well from everyone right here at WRCOFL.
This is Christopher Clark from Southwest Wisconsin Pullers, and we invite you to attend our pulling events this summer. We'd like to thank our 2024 sponsors, Dan's Diesel Performance, Cardinal CG, Amsoil, Simpson's Tractor, Utter Brothers Creamery, Myers Excavating, Hillsboro Equipment, Jim Goplin and LG Seeds, and Kleppe Grain Service. You can find out more about our upcoming pulling events on our website, southwestwipullers.com.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. Every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving. I can work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
WRCO.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
Join us on Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. for non-denominational Cowboy Church featuring Monty Berger. Services will be held at the Presbyterian Church located at 402 North 2nd Street. Find us on Facebook at Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival or muscadet.com for details.
The one person you can count on through everything and always there when you need someone. It's your mom, and she only deserves the best. Salute this Mother's Day with a gift from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch will have a beautiful selection of hanging plants, blooming plants, fresh flowers, balloons, and gifts. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and like them on Facebook. Added Touch will be open this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
If you would like to become a friend of the show and interact with me, Adam Hess, every time I'm on the radio, simply head to Facebook.com and search keywords Civic Media Adam. When you find my profile, hit like, subscribe, and follow. You can make a request, tell me a joke, and just interact with the studio. It's Civic Media Adam from WRCOFM Civic Media and on Facebook.com.
I'm gone down to Louisiana. I'm gonna try my luck in Baton Rouge. I'm gonna follow old Red River down till I see the lights of town. Man, I ain't gonna get no sleep in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Was a Texas girl that broke my heart, and then she tore my truck apart. Hey, guess I'll give me another in Baton Rouge. I like crawfish, I like rice, and I like girls that treat you nice. I'm gonna find me one in Baton Rouge. Said Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Walk that walk, I'm gonna learn to talk that talk. I'm gonna learn to dance in Baton Rouge. Now ain't life just like a cul-de-sac? I'm a Texas boy and I'm going back as soon as I catch my breath in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna strut my stuff in Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna cool my heels in Baton Rouge.
Anytime's a good time for a little old trip down to Baton Rouge. Guy Clark on Country and Community. 741 in our journey to 745. Joanne Krulatz is in with a look at your newscast.
We'll have an ABC Newsroom update at the top of the hour. Then, of course, weather and Prime Mover. Here's Martina.
The sun is shining every day. Clouds never get in the way for you and me. I've known you just a week or two, but baby, I'm so into you, can hardly breathe. And I mean, I'm so totally wrapped up, emotionally attracted, so physically acting, so recklessly I need you, so desperately sure as the sky is blue. Baby, I love you.
Congratulations to the seniors of Weston High School. Your hard work has paid off. Here's to your bright future. Congratulations from Wilson Door and Construction, Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations, Fuller's Milker Center, and by WCCU Credit Union.
A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 7:45. We're up to 53 degrees. Time for a news update sponsored on WRCO-FM by Jones Chevrolet Buick Town & Country TV & Appliance and by Walsh's Ace Hardware. The outlook weather-wise, sunny today. We're going to top off in the low 70s. Comfortable tonight, partly cloudy, mid-40s. Very warm for your Mother's Day tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and breezy. There is a chance of a shower or thunderstorm later in the afternoon, a high in the mid-80s. We only drop down to 52 Sunday night, and then Monday, cool down a little bit. Partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers, and a high at 73. Lots of sunshine for your Saturday, and we're up to 53 degrees, following our morning low of 45.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Ballot drop boxes may reopen in Wisconsin this year. Drop box opponents say they're vehicles for voter fraud. Brenna Godar is a voting expert with the University of Wisconsin Law School.
And we just haven't seen that borne out. There have been surveys and studies that drop boxes were not tampered with or interfered with in this way that would affect the election.
Godar spoke with Wisconsin Eye. Justices banned drop boxes in 2022, but since then, the majority has shifted from right to left. Research shows drop boxes actually help rural voters, older voters, and voters with disabilities. Denise Jess of the Wisconsin Disability Vote Coalition also spoke with Wisconsin Eye.
There's a societal myth that people with disabilities lean in one direction more than another in the political voting. We see that as really untrue.
The state Supreme Court hears oral arguments Monday. The Bosque Belle Area School District held a groundbreaking ceremony for the beginning of the construction of additions to its main school building. The entire school district student body, as well as community members and stakeholders, attended the event Thursday in the Bosque Belle High School gym. In April of 2023, voters in the district approved a $21.5 million referendum to add an elementary school wing, a 1,200-seat gymnasium, and secure entryways, among other projects. Superintendent Lisa Wallen-Capinas expressed gratitude for all of the people who helped in the referendum process. District voters narrowly approved the referendum last year, following weeks of public meetings and hearings, as well as a district-wide survey on priorities for a potential referendum. The construction taking place in the next year is part of a long-term phased approach to take care of district needs, Wallen-Capinas said at the ceremony. In addition to the new elementary school classrooms, which will primarily serve fourth and fifth grade, and the new gym, the district is also moving its administrative offices to the main school building. Because of the expansions, the current high school baseball field will be removed. Part of the referendum will update the ball diamonds at neighboring Cronsage Park, where the school's varsity softball team competes, with new dugouts and press boxes, as well as renovations to turn one of the diamonds into a regulation high school baseball field. Construction will begin in earnest Monday. Area health care organizations and county health departments have joined forces to conduct a community health needs assessment, a process conducted every 3 years to identify and prioritize efforts to address the community's health needs. Crossing Rivers Health, Grant Regional Health Center, Gunderson-Bosque Belle Area Hospital and Clinics, Southwest Health, and Grant and Crawford County Health Departments are working together to conduct the 2024 CHNA, which will help inform each entity's community health improvement plan. This survey is intended for individuals who live, work, or provide services in the Southwest Wisconsin counties of Grant, Crawford, Lafayette, and Iowa, as well as the Northeast Iowa counties of Allamakee and Clayton. The survey link is currently available on partner organizations' websites, social media pages, and in printed form upon request. Following the assessment process, the group will identify the top health priorities to be the focus of their efforts in the years of 2025, 26, and 27. Each hospital and health department will develop and implement a plan that addresses these priority areas. To learn more or to get involved in future community health improvement efforts, contact Crossing Rivers Health, Grant Regional Health Center, Gunderson-Bosque Belle Area Hospital and Clinics, Southwest Health, Crawford County Health Department, or the Grant County Health Department. A remarkable feat for a Fox Valley high schooler. Nina High School student Tony Moroz earned a perfect score of 36 on his ACT exam. Moroz's result on the college entrance test is a combination of his math, science, reading, and English scores. Data from ACT says that the average score for the exam is 19.5. Of the over 1.3 million students who take the test, less than 0.2% achieve a perfect score. A Central Wisconsin car show is rated one of the best in the country. A USA Today list of the top 10 car shows in the nation placed the Iola car show at number 8. The show's executive director, Joe Opperman, tells WAOW-TV in Wausau, the annual event creates anywhere from $25 to $30 million in economic impact for the area each year and attracted a record attendance of 134,000 last year. The 52nd edition of the show, with the theme Meeting of the Muscle, will run from July 11th through the 13th. Check out the plants at the annual Okooch Mountain Humane Society's amazing perennial plant sale today, beginning at 8:30 at the Killian Meyer Building at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. Bring color to your yard and garden while supporting the Humane Society. After shopping for plants, stay and have lunch at the Animal House Food Stand, which will be open from 10 to 2, serving Chicago dogs, Wisconsin brats, and Maxwell Street Polish. The USPS Letter Carriers Food Drive is being held today. Simply place your non-perishable donation in a bag by your mailbox, and your local post office will deliver it to your local food pantry. The Master Gardeners of Grant County will be holding its annual plant sale on the grounds of the Shriner Memorial Library in Lancaster today from 9 to 11. The perennial plants come from local gardens of Master Gardeners and are adapted to our growing climate. There will also be a children's area for them to pot up flowers. All proceeds from the sale are used for scholarships given to horticulture students at UW-Platteville and Master Gardener educational and volunteer projects throughout the county. Applications are being accepted for the 2024 Crawford County Dairy Princess. High school age students that are residents of Crawford County and interested in promoting the dairy industry are invited to compete for the title of Crawford County Dairy Princess. Each candidate will give a 3 to 5 minute speech about a current dairy industry topic and answer interview questions from the judges. Contestants will be judged on their ability and willingness to promote the dairy industry in Crawford County and surrounding areas. Candidates should be knowledgeable about the dairy industry, be able to share their dairy story through various media platforms, and use their experiences to enhance educational activities and community promotions throughout the year. The contest winner will hold the title of Crawford County Dairy Princess and receive a tiara, ring, sash, and $100 cash. The other participants will receive gifts, and runner-up winners will hold the title of Crawford County Dairy Princess Attendant. Applications for the annual Little Miss Squirt Contest are also being accepted. To qualify for this contest, you must live on a Crawford County dairy farm or have a Crawford County dairy farm sponsor and be 8 to 10 years old. The contest winner will assist the Crawford County Dairy Princess and receive a tiara and sash. Other contestants will receive gifts. Runner-up winners will carry the title of Little Miss Squirt Attendant and will assist the Little Miss Squirt with educational and promotional activities throughout the year. Applications for both contests are available by contacting any Crawford County Dairy Promoter member. The deadline for applications is tomorrow, Sunday, May 12th. RAREA, Advice from a Beaver, will be the theme for the first 2024 event of the Richland Area Retired Educators Association's 50th anniversary year, scheduled for Thursday, May 16th, beginning at 9:30 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The program will feature Al Cornell, a noted local author and retired wildlife technician with Wisconsin DNR, and his most recent book, A Year at a Beaver Pond, Observations from One Little Dynamic Ecosystem. Books will be available for purchase. Registration begins at 9. The breakfast event cost is $15 for RAREA members, their guest and prospective members. The RSVP deadline for all attendees is noon Monday, May 13th, and should be directed to RAREA President Paul Murphy, 269 South Park Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6439 or email pmurphy@mwt.net. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges water enthusiasts to check boat equipment and review basic safety tips to prepare for the upcoming water season. Check that your boat and trailer lights and safety equipment are in working order to save time and frustration at the boat launch. A full checklist of required equipment is available on the last page of the Wisconsin Boating Laws and Responsibilities Handbook. It's also important to inspect your life jackets for wear and tear. Most inflatable jackets should be checked for leaks every 6 months, and the cartridge should be checked before each use. The jacket manufacturer's website should have instructions on how to check your life jacket status. Follow these safety tips and enjoy Wisconsin's Great Lakes and Rivers with family and friends. Sign up to take an online boater education course. Always wear a properly fitted and fastened life jacket when you're on or near the water. Enjoy the water sober and know your limits. River shorelines and sandbars pose unseen dangers. Higher fast-moving water can tax an individual's skills. Keep an eye on the weather and always tell someone where you are going and be ready for the unexpected. Learn more boating safety tips on the DNR's Boat Safety webpage.
Get the laundry pair that you could use to conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the extra-large lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 East, next to Goodwill in Richland Center, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Saturday, May 11th. Dalton M. Everson, 30 of Baraboo, died unexpectedly last Saturday at home. A memorial gathering will be held this morning from 10 until noon at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made for his daughter's further education and forwarded to his sister, Mia Everson. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. For Dalton M. Everson, 30 of Baraboo. Francis C. Meixelsperger, 88 of Spring Green, died unexpectedly January 14th. A funeral mass will be held this morning at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery, with military graveside rites conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church this morning from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. For Francis C. Meixelsperger, 88 of Spring Green. Phyllis Joanne Calbell, 89 of Richland Center, died Tuesday at our house in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held today at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this morning from 9 until the time of service at 11. Phyllis Joanne Calbell, 89 of Richland Center. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80 of Richland Center, died May 2nd from complications following a heart attack. A celebration of life will be held Monday from 3 to 6 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80 of Richland Center.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Today till 4, we will be having some great deals for mothers in Richland Center and Muscadet. 10-inch hanging baskets are $19.99. All patio decor is on sale while supplies last. 25% off garden seeds. Solar lights start at 99 cents and up, and many other great deals. Also, both stores will be having a broad sale today till 4, so stop in at Richland Center and Muscadet for these great deals. Thank you, and we appreciate your business as always, and may all the mothers have a great and blessed Mother's Day.
Loss of sleep, feeling tired for no reason, feeling low or anxious, hearing voices. If you are experiencing these symptoms, they shouldn't be ignored or brushed aside in hopes they will go away. Like other diseases, we need to address mental health concerns early, identify the underlying illness, and plan an appropriate course of action on a path towards overall health. Take a mental health screening and find out more at mentalhealthamerica.net. May is now.